Unit 2. Key text. Born to shop. Ever since people first exchanged baskets for bread or haggled over the price of a pig, we have had the inborn urge to shop. But just how did shopping evolve from a practical necessity into the leisure activity that it has become today? Past and present.
Humankind has come a long way since our ancestors first had to survive by hunting wild animals for their meat and fur and gathering wild roots and berries in the forest. Although some people still go in for leisure activities like moose hunting or mushroom picking, our inborn hunter-gatherer instinct can now be satisfied by something far less energetic, popping to the shops. The main difference between now and the distant past is that we have bargains instead of wild animals and fill up supermarket trolleys with the pre-packed goods we've gathered. Apart from the occasional incident of trolley rage or queue jumping, the whole experience is also a lot less hazardous than what our ancestors had to go through in order to put meat and two veg on the table. In fact, the shopping experience has undergone such a revolution in the past 40 years or so that it has been transformed from a dull chore into an odyssey of discovery. Supermarkets have blossomed into hypermarkets, and hypermarkets have morphed into mega malls, making shopping one of the most popular ways of killing time while trimming your bank balance or even slipping into debt.
The call of the mall.
But it is only in the last few decades that mass consumption has become a vital ingredient of our culture. Affluenza is a disease that afflicts all of us in the West to varying degrees. Yesterday's luxuries have become today's necessities, as we search for new experiences and better ways to spend our disposable income, not only on essentials like food and clothing, but also on less essential items like Winnie the Pooh ornaments that fit on your mobile phone antenna, or devices that hoover up the fluff balls from your sweater. In the developed world, shopping is all about what you want, not what you need. We use it as a way to pass the time, trying to combine leisure and necessity and social needs all together, three for the price of one. The mighty mall, for instance, is not only a place to shop till you drop, it's also a place to hang out with friends, wine and dine, catch a movie, pump iron, have your fortune told, play mini golf or have a game of bingo. The mall has become society's great leveller, the place where every age, class and colour can gather together safely under one roof in a 365-day-a-year environment where the climate never varies.
The escalator to heaven.
For some, goods have become gods that they worship with their credit cards, and shopping malls have become the cathedrals of the 21st century, especially since they started opening their doors on Sundays. You only have to witness the near-religious fanaticism with which some people approach sales, for instance, to realise that ardent shoppers are trying to fulfil not only their material needs, but also a kind of spiritual hunger. Bargain hunters in Britain's high streets have become such a sight that they have even joined the likes of Big Ben and Madame Tussauds as tourist attractions. Foreign visitors often stare in amazement as shoppers, some of whom have camped outside all night to be the first in the queue, stampede through department store doors in an effort to be the first to grab a Gucci bag or a Burberry scarf at a 50% discount. Sometimes they are hunting bigger game, like a leather sofa with an irresistibly low price tag, snarling at rivals as they pounce upon the nearest available shop assistant.
Do you buy it?
Although shopping has become one of the most materialistic and self-indulgent of pastimes, it is also characterised by contradictions. A case in point is today's generation of 25 to 30-somethings. A prime target group for advertisers, manufacturers and retailers alike, they think nothing of sitting in a trendy cafe, sipping a 5-euro cup of latte, or forking out 10 times that for a haircut, yet they will also choose fake fur over mink, browse in second-hand shops when they need to buy clothes, and frown upon anyone who doesn't recycle everything from newspapers to potato peelings. But maybe they are the ones who have got the balance just right. Money is a commodity to be used, and goods and services are there to be enjoyed, but not at the expense of your conscience.